Pharisees got a hold of him. They said, "How did that man heal you?" He said, "He spit on the ground and made clay, and he plastered my eyes and told me to go wash, and I come seeing." He said, "That man's a sinner." He said, "I don't know where he's a sinner or not, but one thing I know, I was blind and now I see." Jesus found him later in Acts, in the 14th verse. Says, "After Jesus findeth him in the temple and saith unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, you're restored." Restoration. That's the message. That's the move of the Holy Ghost in this generation. You're restored, you're made whole. Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Not the same thing. Something worse if you go out and sin after God has healed you, saved you, delivered you from your fears and your rebellion. God warned you something worse will come on you than what you had in the beginning. You want that? Not me. No way. Lord, you keep all that mess with them that hate you. Mark the 5th chapter, please. Verse 1. They came over the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. When he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. And all these spirits is not the spirit of righteousness and of God. Is an unclean spirit. I don't care if it's a spirit of fear. It's an unclean spirit. If it's a spirit of nicotine, it's an unclean spirit. If it's a spirit of lust, it's an unclean spirit. If it's a spirit of murder, spirit of jealousy, spirit of hatred, spirit of lying, like them old spirits got in them prophets that they have. 1 Kings 22. They're all unclean. They're all unclean. You can't tolerate none of them. Even that old gal in the 16th chapter of Acts that Paul encountered, a soothsayer, cried out, "These are the servants of the Most High God that showing us the way of salvation." This she did many days. But Paul, being grieved in the spirit, turned and said to the spirit, "Come out of her." And he came out the same hour. And she couldn't do it no more. Women of glow. Women of something, I don't know. Women of mess. She had all them women fooled, but she didn't fool that Apostle Paul. She had all them women fooled. Paul came down there and he got one of them out of there, Lydia. Praise God. You don't get them all, but you can get some, one. God opened her heart. She said, "Come on, Paul, you and your young evangelist, go home with me." And she took care of him. And they took him, throwed him in jail. Because he cast the spirit out of that gal, and her fortune-telling spirit, she couldn't do it. And it was an unclean spirit. Now this unclean spirit caused this man to be different than anything Christ had run into. So his dwellings were in the tombs, and they couldn't bind him with chains. For oftentimes he'd been bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked off asunder, and the fetters broken in pieces, and no man could tame him. Always day and night he was crying in the mountains and the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. He saw his opportunity to be set free. God, what a difference from Mark 1:21. He went in Capernaum on the Sabbath day, and he entered in the synagogue and taught, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them with authority. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "Let us alone! What are we to do with thee, Jesus?" That's what the world and the church is still crying. When you come in, disturb their tranquility, and try to cast the devils out of them. Leave us alone! That's what I do too, most of them. Leave them alone. This man, though, with an unclean spirit, Mark 5, was different. He ran and worshipped him. And Jesus commanded the unclean spirit to come out. And he said, "What's your name?" He said, "Legion, we're many." That's 2,000. And they besought him he wouldn't send him away. There was a great herd of swine. They besought him to send him into the swine. Jesus gave them leave to do so. The swine went down in the sea and perished. And in verse 14, they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And here's what they found. Verse 15, it's a masterpiece. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with a devil. He's free! Jesus let him out of his prison cage. He wasn't just in a cell, he was in a cage. That's where the devil wants to put you. Not in a nice air-conditioned cell like they put these stinking hoodlums and felons and deadbeats and murders and everything we got here today. Give them a good cell, air-conditioned TV. The devil wants to put you in a stinking cage where you don't have no room. This guy was really bound. But they came out They came to Jesus and they saw him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed. He had clothes on. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? He put his clothes back on. Some of these people today in these churches need to get in their right minds, don't they? Said, all right, he was sitting, clothed, in his right mind. What was wrong? They were afraid of him. When you get in your right mind, even the church people are scared to death of you. Don't be alarmed. Don't let it shake you up. Folks, that's just the way things are. You get in your right mind, start wearing clothes, people's going to get afraid of you. Woo! And he told them what had happened. And they prayed him. Listen to what them people said. They prayed him to get out of their coast. Don't come over here and set no more people free. We'd rather have them hollering, squalling, cutting themselves with stones. Naked. We like these naked fellas running around. That's the way it is today, these preachers. Like that preacher passing the church a few years ago. Said, oh, see these gals, their rear end sticking out. Said, I'd just like to go up and pat them. Now, ain't that something? God, have mercy. That's what you got in the pulpit. That's what you think you got in the pews. No, I think the worst one's got in the pulpit, to tell you the truth about it. All right, let's go just a little bit further here. Oh, Lord. Go in the 25th verse. Got to close. Time's running out. A certain woman had an issue of blood 12 years. She suffered many things and many physicians, spent all she had, nothing better, but rather grew worse. She heard of Jesus, came in the press behind him and touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch his clothes, I'll be whole. Straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up and she fell in her body. She was healed of that plague. Jesus knew virtue went at him. He said, who touched my clothes? The disciples said, the multitude touched you. He looking around, he knew something different. Verse 33, the woman fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Listen to what he said. Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. You're restored. You're out of prison and you're back to your integrity. You're back to an unimpaired condition. Unimpaired. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. What made her whole? Her faith. She reached out to him. You got to reach out for Jesus. Reach out and touch the Lord when he passes by. He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your need to supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. About the 53rd of chapter of Isaiah, that chapter about Jesus and Calvary, about him wounded for our transgressions. There's a little chorus we used to sing back in Revival Center days in the 50s. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. That's a little chorus. I ain't going to try to sing it. It's too hard. But it's a wonderful little chorus. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. Praise God. Oh, Lord, make us whole, set us free, restore us back to our integrity, to an unimpaired condition like the early church of Jesus Christ, and quit being this old Laodicean church of this end time that's lukewarm and spewed out of the mouth of Jesus Christ. God, help us to overcome, to rise up and take a command over the things that of necessity must be changed and brought in divine order. We pray in Jesus' name. For your elect's sake and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.